Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Stan Jefferson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The DH, Chris James. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Mitch Webster. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive towards short. Fermin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Calderon. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. Two outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Hibbert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster bunts towards the mound. Hibbard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webster moves to third. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Jefferson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 1 in the game. Maldonado hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maldonado. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 0 for 1 in the game. Sosa strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck hits a fly ball into left field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firmin is 0 for 1 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen strikes out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jefferson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown bunts towards the mound. Hibbard fields it and throws to first for the out. Jefferson moves to third. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jefferson scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 2 in the game. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grebeck fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Calderon moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calderon scores. Fisk moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sosa is 0 for 2 in the game. Sosa hits a pop-up towards the mound. Swindell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ronkarkoviće pinch hits for Craig Grybek. Ronkarkoviće is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviće strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Robin Ventura now playing third base. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby bunts towards the mound. Hibbard fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firmin is 0 for 2 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradley hits a pop-up towards first. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Jefferson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hibbard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. James hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sosa. James reaches second base with a double. Sosa throws the ball into Fisk, who tags James trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brown goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2. Indians, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Calderon hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jefferson. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Doug Jones now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Calderon moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Sammy Sosa. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rodney McRae now playing right field. Barry Jones now pitching. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 3 in the game. Maldonado hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Alex Cole pinch runs for Sandy Alomar. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cole moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brookins is walked intentionally. Jacoby moves to second. Carlos Berga pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Ivan Calderon now playing right field. Rodney McRae now playing center field. Lance Johnson now playing Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Cole scores. Jacoby moves to third. Brookins moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.